Welcome to the Business Champion Show. Join us as we spotlight the heartbeat of our communities, the local businesses that shape our lives. From cozy bakeries to bustling bars, these enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com, your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
In life's transitions, KMAREducation.org is a beacon of hope, guiding individuals towards reinvention and fulfillment. With courage as their compass, dreams become realities. Never lose sight of hope.
Hello and welcome and a very good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer, formerly known as Life Talk with Marietta on Tuesdays, 7 to 8 p.m. here on WICC 600 and 107.3 FM. Rising strong, embracing hope through life's changes. And yes, we have a lot of challenges, each in our own way, from facing layoffs to battling illness, from reinventing ourselves to embracing temporary jobs, and from leaving unsatisfying jobs to entering the job market. Remember, resilience, hope, and courage pave the way to new beginnings and brighter futures. But by listening to our hearts and having the courage to make bold decisions, we can find happiness and fulfillment beyond our wildest dreams. That's the plan for today, and nice and easy. Good morning, Sir Rich. How are you?
Good morning, Marietta. Big difference from last week. Talk about change from pouring rain last week to sunshine this morning.
Yeah, I can't stand this weather, the rain, and I get depressed. I really get, you know, the dreary days. I've had it.
If only it was snow.
No, don't get me there. No, don't get, you know, I told you before we started nice and easy today. We just want to talk like two friends here in the studio, and no pressure because everybody's busy. The roads are full. 10 after 8, the Merritt Parkway was packed almost. I said, where are they going? Where are they going? I was coming to the studio. Where are they going? I'm telling you, everybody has, plans for this Easter. So we're going to take it nice and easy today. And I do have a couple of announcements. Adonai has two wellness workshops coming up. Spring into Health with Dr. Witten. Dr. Witten is on 887 Main Street in Monroe. So the first workshop is on Thursday, April 18th at 6:30 to 7:30. It's on herbal tea blends for detoxification. That's Thursday, April the 18th. If you're interested, mark the date. $65. And her second workshop is about sprouts. Spring into Health with sprouts. I love sprouts, but they're very expensive. So that's on April the 25th. And, you know, I think it's going to be fun watching how to make sprouts. You know, I find that exciting. Maybe not for real seasoned gardeners, but hey, I'm not a seasoned gardener. So I think that's exciting. So that's Thursday, April the 25th. It's really for self-care, for pampering yourself. You know, this is what it's all about. So Dr. Witten, April 25th, Spring into Health with Sprouts. Please go to the Adonai OHW.com website, and you can sign up right there, everything. But each workshop is $65. So Dr. Witten will be back with us on the 16th. So that's it. Let's just start, and let's go from there.
Embarking on a journey of self-reinvention, at KMREducation.org offers a helping hand, nurturing courage and igniting hope along the way. Embrace change and let your dreams flourish.
You're tuned into the business radio. No, wait a minute. The Business Champion Radio Show. I don't want to rush things here. So thank you for tuning in. And, you know, I want to share a nice encounter I had this past Wednesday. I came to the station. I had to meet a business associate of mine. We had a 2 o'clock appointment. And there was a lot going on because Lisa Wexler had a great luncheon here for her listeners. So I'm walking in and... of course, it was during lunchtime, so the front desk, you know, they're always out to lunch from 1 to 2. So I said, no problem, I'll watch out for her. And so I sat in the foyer just so I won't miss her. I can't be sitting in the conference room and waiting and she's at the door, if you know what I mean. So anyway, so I'm sitting in the foyer and I'm watching people leave the luncheon. I was watching everybody going out and these two ladies come out, you know, from the conference room into the foyer and they were getting ready to leave. And I said, oh, ladies, did you have a good time? Did you enjoy your lunch? You know, I talk to anybody and everybody like Reg do. And, oh, yes, we did. We had a really good time. And I said something else. And the taller lady said, wait a minute, who are you? I said, I'm Marietta. Aha, I know you. Not only and her friend, Dolly, said, we know you. We listen to your show all the time. And also, you have a magazine and everything. And they were really very excited. But also, the taller lady knew me. And I said, what is your name? And she said, Bernadette. And I said, Bernadette. Bernadette is the former director of the Eastern Library I used to work with. She had retired, of course, in the meantime. And I did her my first children workshops for the Eastern Library back when Bernadette was still director. I love her. So anyway, I went up and I hugged her and everything. And at the same time, Danny Lyon comes up to me, hugs me, and I'm trying to introduce him to the two ladies. And I forgot his name. I said, how silly of me, you know?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. And I just loved it so much because they validated, they gave me some validation. But I also thought about this afterwards. So they were listening to me on Tuesday night. But they didn't know about the Business Champion show. And that really makes me think, because, Rich, we've been on pretty much different days of the week. And that was because of not me choosing it, because of the Yankees. We had to change my air schedule. We were on Sundays for quite a while, right?
Yeah, that was difficult sometimes on the Sundays when they had those ESPN games.
Yeah.
Or they played on the West Coast and they wouldn't start till 4 o'clock, so you're 7 o'clock sharp.
Right.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
So I never minded being switched around and, you know, this, but that does have some implications too, because the listener, they have different, we don't know. We know how many people tune into shows, but we don't know the habits of how people listen to radio stations. Some just listen to radio stations in the car. Some listen every single morning. They turn on their station like I do. Very seldom do I not tune in, you know, to WICC, and it's the truth. And some just tune in at certain times, just like these two ladies, because Dolly said, oh, I never listen in the morning. You know, everybody has their rhythm of what they're doing. So I do ask if you do want to call in and just say hello. We love that. I mean, you know, you don't have to necessarily say something on the topic. Don't worry about it. But calling in, I just am going to give the number 203-333-9422. 203-333-9422. But it was such a great encounter for me. This really validation, not because, oh, we're listening to your show. No, they were really avid listeners. They really were, you know, and congratulations and this, that, and the other. And they were not saying this just to be kind or nice. No. Absolutely not. It was a wonderful situation, and we all need that. And, you know, even though I ran my shows, I've been here for 14 years, actually on air total 17 years, and I never waited for people to call in because mostly it was topics where I didn't design my shows to call in because we had guests. Sometimes we had 5-6 guests. And, you know, to manage that while you're on air and to make sure that the subject flows and not that one guest throws it off, you know, off track. That's a lot. There's a lot of concentration when you're behind the microphone. Even some make it, you know, seem like it's funny. No, no, no. It's really focused. It's very, very focused. If you want to bring a point across, if you just la, 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 that's another thing. So never, for all the people that have radio shows, never be discouraged when people don't call in. Because how do I do this? Well, I only call it in if it's a subject that, you know, I feel very strongly about and I want to say, no, that's not quite right. And then I want to put my opinion out there, you know? That's one reason I would call in. Or, like last Monday in one of your trucker shows, Rich, it was just so cute. Don't be sitting there. Just don't make that face. Call in, call in. If he had said it one more time, I would have called in. That would have been the third time.
Darren, you know, was really on his game, yeah, last Monday night. Yeah,
yeah, I just loved it. He's just, I hope to get to meet him because he can charm the pants off of you. They showed their hearts on their sleeves. He had a son here, and I was listening to the show, and I just absolutely adored it. It's when people show their hearts. That's what I love so much, you know? So, and everybody has a purpose and a mission. And my mission really also today is not so much here the educational component and this, and we can learn. No, no, no. People are busy out there. But let me go for a break. Rich is pushing the button. So I'll be right back.
In a little tent, oh, and just like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
Transitioning in life can be daunting, but with atkmareducation.org by your side, courage and hope become your allies. Together, let's rewrite your story and empower your dreams.
I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a
I'm Marietta. You're tuned in to the Business Champion Radio Show. Whether you're traveling on the Merritt Parkway or 95, you're going somewhere, you're going to see your loved ones. I want to mention something. A couple of days ago, I'm on my phone and I'm reading about billionaires. And I never really paid that much mind to billionaires, really immersing myself into their life stories. But I read it. I said, I might as well. And I had about 10 different billionaires. And, you know, with each one, they had the same thing. Their stories were all alike. They started off in school having problems just like we did. They had medical problems, dyslexia. They had this, they had that. They quit school. They didn't want to go to school and this, that, and the other. And I said, oh. So I said, oh, this would be good to discuss in to some degree. So I was trying to get back to where, and I couldn't find the spot anymore. So I said, well, I said, I really don't want to feature the billionaires, but I want to point out that how important school really was to us, because to me, and those are my own words, the school years were like a holding pattern. I'm only speaking for myself now, my holding pattern. I wasn't quite grown up yet, but felt like an adult. And this holding pattern just didn't feel right. I had to go into it every single day. And I was forced to listen to what they were saying, even though I wasn't interested in. And some of it I just didn't want. And so therefore, of course, it shows in the numbers. Everything shows in the numbers. When you don't put anything in, you don't get anything out. But what I did learn in life, that some of us develop differently and much later in life. And so did these billionaires. And everybody is very individual. I don't have any people to really, compare Oprah, compare, with Richard Branson. No, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about you. Because no matter what the holding pattern says, because we're dependent on our parents and our teacher and what their opinions are of us, No, teachers have a very hard job. They had 30 to 35 kids, Rich, at that time. How can you, really individualize everything? But they did know who did homework and who didn't. They just knew it. Even with the amount of kids they had, you just know it.
Yes, but the discipline. I remember Bill O'Reilly on his TV show talking about growing up out in Long Island at a Catholic school, and the nun would have like 40 kids in the class. And he said that we've all heard the story of using the ruler, that if somebody was acting up, hold your hand out and you'd get whacked on the knuckles. And he said that this little woman was probably like barely 5 feet tall and could control a class. Unfortunately, nowadays, you don't have the discipline, and so they have to have assistants and the smaller classes, and it seems like they're not learning as much as they did when we were growing to school.
Yeah. So it's not how we start, it's how we finish, I thought about this morning driving here. And I had a very rough start in life, very rough, with school, and then, of course, no self-esteem. None at all. But, I started on the life path and I developed much later. And I did incredible things and I'm doing incredible things. And this is what I want to bring across this morning. That no matter what happened, there is still hope. If you listen, if you become aware, if you have the desire, and maybe a person just has gone through a layoff, and that's heartbreaking, especially if you spend a lot of time, 20, 30 years with a company, and they said, bye-bye. Maybe you got severance pay, maybe it's all different, but it's still the emotional pain and the mental pain is still there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I went through that personally with, I worked for Xerox for 25 years, and they just decided they were thinning out the older folks at the time. So I was one that was laid off, and it wasn't easy, but in the long run, it turned out okay for me. And I had like about a 3-year layoff, but that's when I went to the broadcasting school, and here I am. Totally different career.
Yeah. And also what I'm thinking, the only thing you should invest in always is yourself, so that you can handle any situation. People always say, you should do this for retirement. No. You got to invest money in yourself during your lifetime. And here's the point I want to make. When you have a job now, start something that you love doing, and develop it. But start spending money. I just met somebody on the phone. I didn't meet her personally yet. And she has her job. She's still a young woman. She has a paying job, paying bills and everything. And she started investing money in her career happened to be in wellness. So, but those are the people that are serious. One is none, because you don't want to depend on anybody, because times change, company philosophy change. It has a big impact. But if you have something to fall back on, everything that I have, if I don't have the radio anymore, I have the magazine. If I don't have the magazine, I still have my base. I'm a life and business coach that I make money, but I would never want to lose the radio or the magazines. That's my communication with people in the world, but so you got to build things. One falls into the other, just like a Lego. So yeah, we're going for a break. Be right back.
I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come.
When the road ahead seems uncertain, at KmarEducation.org stands as a pillar of support, fostering courage and reigniting hope. Embrace change, for it's the gateway to your dreams.
And I say, brother, help me please.
And we're back from our break. I'm Marietta here at the Business Champion radio show. You know, there are people out there that are battling illness and It takes time to recuperate. It takes time to restore your life. Let's say when somebody had a stroke and they had to learn to walk again, but everything else turned out and they want to go back to their career. And then you find things don't work anymore and you wonder why, and you're putting the same amount of hours and you still have the desire to work in your career that you build so carefully, and it was a hard road, and no, it's just not working anymore. And that may be the time to think, okay, we don't really, life dictates our direction, and it's time for reinvention. That's what I experienced. But while I was going through the illness, I was very active, and the desire and the will to restore my life. That is the most important thing. We have to become active. When we're battling an illness, we are the director. We're the captain of the ship, you know, and we want to, you know, restore our life to maintain that independence and everything. And it worked with me. And this is what I'm bringing today, that hope, you know. So it makes me very sad, but I think Rich, take over for a minute.
Absolutely. And as I was listening to the Sam Cooke song, A Change Is Gonna Come, that's part of it, that as you go through your career, you may start out graduating from college, or you go to some sort of a trade school and learn how to become a plumber or electrician or whatever. You think you're going to do that for your whole life. And in those instances, you probably will, but you start working for big companies. They do upsize, downsize, they move, and there is a lot of change that takes place. And your health can take a part of that as well. So if you do have some sort of health issue that can cut back on your work hours, the doctor may say you're working too hard, you're putting too much stress on yourself, and sometimes you have to reinvent yourself and move on to something else that's going to take care of yourself. That if you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
Exactly. And we are the person, we are the contributor of whether we gain our health back or not. You know, I talk to a couple of doctors from time to time, and when they visit patients in the hospital, the patient looks at them and they want to read something in the doctor's eyes, like almost like, will I make it? No, you have to be the person, you have to be convinced that you want to make it, you know, and that's what it's all about. And this is what doctors want to see too. Can you imagine the pressure? I can imagine if I was the doctor seeing patients in the hospital and they're looking at me and they're hoping that I say, well, yes, you have a chance. You know, we want you to be active, and it works. It does work. You know, give yourself a chance. All right. I get off the sad topic.
The sun was going down. There was music all around. It felt so right.
At KmarEducation.org, we believe in the power of resilience and hope. Through life's transitions, we offer the tools and encouragement needed to reinvent yourself and pursue your dreams. Keep pushing forward, for hope never fades. Call us 203-505-3660.
you had an unsatisfying job and you finally had the courage, you need courage in life. You finally had the courage to say, okay, the heck with it. And some need the comfort of having another job. And some day, it is just too much for me. And you know, I'm one of those people that if I have enough and the pain is too hard, I rather, that just works for me. It works different for everybody else. I rather say that's it, because I get more strength in doing what I need to do to find another job or another. I'm self-employed for 39 years, 40 years now. So if the pain is just too much, pain drags you down. You can't be creative. You can't function. You can't breathe. You can't sleep. You get sick. So I know, I learned, no matter what, I can take care of myself. I know how to make money from my skills and talents. And this is something that I teach as well. And this is what I want everybody to do. Everybody has skills and talents. And you know, you have the job you're great in, but figure out the skills and talents you want to work in. And we work on a direction. And I'm not trying to sell you anything today. I'm not in the mood. Normally I am, but I'm not today. I'm just telling you to really rethink your choices. We all have choices and we're all great in something. I know it. I just know it, you know, but sometimes we really need a person that can take us, can take you by the hand, that can take us by our hands and say, here, this is the direction. What do you think? Yeah, I like this. I never thought of it that way. Of course not. You're not in the business to think of all these different things. So that's what I'm saying. So, Rich, if you had your own radio show, I didn't want to forget about that. What would you talk about? What mission would you have on your...
It would be a little bit different. We have shows that are strictly political, strictly health related. You have the real estate shows. There's sports channels. And I'm into watching sports and listening to sports and also doing the political, because as we were talking before the show, that in the old days, politics was over here and sports was over here. But now there are instances where they merge together. And so that might make an interesting combination for a topic, as people kind of bring up when you're talking about building new stadiums and how that affects taxpayers and the people that live in that particular area. And just dealing with sports in general, that's just like, how did UConn do? Or I should say, how will the men and women both do in their games tonight as they play at 6 o'clock and then at 8 o'clock?
Yeah, you would make a great navigator, too. I really would. I really think so. Because Rich can talk about anything and everything, and you do talk. Except I have learned over the years, when I talk, I earn money. That's just the way it is, you know, because I was in the insurance, investment, and mortgage business. So there you can't just do a lot of, you know, storytelling and everything. It's about you. It's about bringing value to the table and everything. So you do have to be mindful of what you say and how you say something. And I love being here on WICC for 14 years. I love working with you, Rich. Happy, happy Easter to everybody out there. And don't spend too much money, you know, and don't eat too many Easter eggs, you know. I'm cooking tomorrow for my daughter and for my family. So anyway, we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening and have a great week and a great Easter again.